Chill out, baby. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, you guys. Okay, first of all, if you see my, like, I've got, like, my roots are like,
what? Come here. I know, my baby. My little Letland's not feeling good, guys, but
we need to have a straight up combo, okay? I'm waiting for people to come on. Welcome. Tell me where you're at. I'm going to tell you something. It snowed yesterday, and it's sort of beautiful today. Jessica, good morning. Katie, Jess, are you still pregnant? What's going on? Okay, so
what are you doing? Oh, honey.
I've been through, you know, how do I explain this? For a very long time in my business, I had this, like, no BS attitude because I was working for my goals. Like, I was working for my own goals. And in order for me to get to where I wanted to go, I had to have a no BS attitude. And I had to find the people who wanted a no BS attitude or who had a no BS attitude also, because I was like, well, this is what it's taking for me to get to where I want to go, you know? And so I came to a point to where I was afraid to have that same attitude because I was, oh, hey, look at me. Look at me being a little more slender, guys. God, I'm so excited. Okay, anyways. So I came to this point to where, like, I started to be afraid to have this attitude. Because I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't push people. Maybe I shouldn't, whatever. And anyways, you guys, nothing, like, listen, like, you're going to quit on your dreams. And you're not going to start them at all, whether or not I try to give you a dose of reality. So I would just rather give you a dose of reality and at least know at the end of the day that I told you what you needed to hear and not what you wanted to hear. And then at least I was giving you the chance to, like, figure your shit out. You know what I mean? So I talk to women every single day, all day long, about this business. And the majority of them have watched me be a part of this and be successful and have all these things. And yet you, and I'm talking to the person who I'm going to be hello, I'm still here. Sorry. Little Len is not feeling well. God, come back, y'all. Come back. Lennox isn't feeling really well since we went on vacation. And she, we're taking her to the doctor just to get her checked out on, okay? I'm trying to be a good mom, right? It's been over a week. Okay, so they're telling me, let me go back. I'm talking about the human beings who've been watching me forever, okay? And I know what you're doing, okay? You're sitting at home, you're looking at what I do, and you're thinking, normal people don't do that. Normal people do not work from home. Normal people do not make thousands of dollars every month. So, like, everything that you're saying, like, I believe you're doing it, but normal people don't have results like you have. Normal people don't get results from the products like you do. Just, you're like sitting here and you're thinking, you're like trying to concoct this stew of all the reasons why, you know, someone like you or why it's, like, not gonna happen to you. I have to tell you something. There is a reason why the majority of the damn world is broke and struggling. And it's because everybody is so goddamn pig-headed that they cannot wrap their brain around the fact that you're literally a lunatic if you think you are going to be happy or survive or thrive in life by being the same as normal people. You're not. You are not going to get anywhere by doing what everybody else does. You are made for so much freaking greatness. the day you were born. God, literally, there was a promise for you before you were even born of prospering and doing huge things and making an impact on the world and being this amazing person. And unfortunately, for so many people, we've gotten so far away from God's promises. And I don't even mean to go there, but it's just the truth. And I can't help but to go there, okay? Like, for real. You are destined for so much greatness. And unfortunately, there's so many of us that got away from what God has in store for us. And I wish so badly that through my life, I would have had a relationship with God. I would have loved to have been born, and just for, even with my mom being a single mom, her looking at me and saying that, Jade, you're never alone. We're never struggling. I know things are hard, but God has something for you. But instead, I was told to shut up, be quiet, that I was weird, that I think differently, and it's wrong, and it's all of these things. And no, God made me to be who I am. And who I am right now, what is inside of me, a person like me is destined for greatness. And it's hard for us to believe in a dog-eat-dog world that there is enough room at the top for everybody to be successful and for everybody to thrive and for everybody to be happy, because there's so little people up there. So in our minds, our excuse is, well, if there's not very many people up there being successful, then there must not be enough room for me. And you're sadly mistaken. The reason why there's not a lot of people up there being successful is because of the shit that you're telling yourself. It's because everybody else along the way, they give up. You know, we all got to climb the same damn mountain. It was the same mountain as it was, you know, for Oprah, as it is for me, but, and as it is for the next person. But she kept going. Like, everybody, you're gonna come to hard times. Things are not going to be easy. You're gonna have people give up on you. But what you have to say is, no, I am relentless. I am going where I am going, whether or not you help me get there or I have to get over you. Like, you are not stopping me. There's enough room at the top for every damn person in this world to be happy and free and live successfully. But if you are so caught up in what just seems right to you and what everybody else does, you're never going to get there. There are everyday ordinary problems for ordinary people. But if you want to get out of your problems and you want to have a better life, you have to stop thinking like an ordinary person and you need to start thinking like a successful person. Successful people do not look for in the box solutions, okay, to their problems. There is no solution. If my car is not starting, what does an everyday person do? They're like, well, I'm going to call my friend and ask for a ride. Or, you know, if I'm broke, what am I going to do? I was that everyday person. I lived that everyday life. I grew up, I haven't seen my father since I was 7 years old by choice because he was a monster, okay? My grandparents raised me because my mom worked 3 jobs and we struggled immensely with money. I thought my mom was doing something wrong. I have daddy issues. I have mommy issues. I moved out when I was 18, went to beauty school, lived on my own. I did the things that everybody else does. It's you're an everyday normal person if you go to college, because that's what people do. You get in hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt because that's what people do. Okay, I heard on the radio that they're saying it's really sad, but it's just how it is that we have, you know, the average person has like $11,000 in credit card debt. We are told these things, that this is what the everyday person has to do. You're like, I'm an everyday ordinary person. So if you're telling me I can have more, well, there's not enough room at the top for me to have more. And I sit here and I think of Donald Trump, and I mean, get over the freaking fact that he's the damn president, because before he was the president, you didn't have any damn issues with him. You were like, holy shit. You know, I'm just saying, like, you look at me and you think I got lucky. I didn't get fucking lucky, dude. I worked freaking hard. Okay, I gave up a lot. I gave up my sleep. I gave up time with my family. I sat down and I focused because I have already seen what the darkness looks like. I have already seen what bad can be. I have already been brokenhearted and felt like the biggest piece of shit. I've already hit my low. And maybe you haven't hit your low yet. But when you hit your low, you're willing to do whatever it takes to get out of it. And you finally realize when you hit your low that the only way for me to truly get above where I have already been is to do things that are completely out of the box of the things that I've been trying to do. It is literally insanity. If you think working your minimum wage ass job is ever going to make you a shit ton of money, even if you worked 40 hours a week and had, if you worked every single day, of every single second, every single day, every single week for the month, and you are making $9 an hour, you will never make above where you're making. And then you're going to say, well, Jade, happiness isn't about money. Where the fuck have you been? Where have you been? Because I'm sorry, but even to go to the happiest damn place on earth, it costs money to get there. To flush your toilet, it costs money. Life costs money. For us to have the ability to eat, it costs money. If it wasn't about money, then why do we worry about jobs? Like, you have to have a way to make money. So you're sitting there at home and you're looking at me and your caveman ass husband is sitting there telling you that it's a mockery of him going to work and busting his ass if you think you're going to sit at home and work this stupid business while he's working at home where you could at least be cleaning the house. I mean, stop looking at me and think that there's only one place for me. My team, they're coming with me. It isn't just me. It's thousands of women who are finally getting to their lowest place in life and realizing that they are more afraid that this is where their life is going to stay than they are of trying something different. You have to do something different. And what I do, you guys, it's just a skill. In order to be a good distributor, I'm a distributor, I'm a representative. In order to be a good distributor, it's just a fucking skill, dude. Anybody can become a lawyer. Anybody can go to school to become a lawyer. Yeah, you got to pass some classes and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, what percentage of people who actually get into law school actually graduate? Why? Because they freaking give up. You know, how many people who try to get into the nursing program don't even make it past the first test and they take it however many times and eventually they give up because they think, oh, it's not for me anymore. You know what I mean? Like, people just fucking give up because they think, well, it's not worth my time anyways. What's the point of trying hard if I'm not going to be successful anyways? You have this like, oh, woe is me, you know? It's kind of, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I can't tell you how many times, like, I don't even go to the edge of something really, really high because I feel like I'm going to fall off anyways, so I need to jump. Does that make sense? It's very creepy, but, like, that's how I feel, right? So we get into this, like, death. We just think death. Like, I'm never going to amount to anything anyways. My parents, my mom, my dad, they were drug addicts. I'm not speaking literally me. Drug addicts, you know, I'm from the streets, I'm from the hood, this is what I'm destined to be, so-and-so told me I was this and I was that, so that's all I'm supposed to be. Why don't you write your own book, okay? Because every single person who has ever done anything great, most of them have, like, really been through hardships. They have, like, really been through terrible things, and I just hope that someday people will realize that you don't have to go through hell in order to realize, you know, what kind of great things you can be and what kind of great things you can do. But I don't know. I just, basically what I'm trying to say is for all those damn people who are sitting at home trying to think of all these damn reasons why they shouldn't do what they're doing. If you tell me you're freaking broke and that's why you can't do this business, get the hell over yourself, okay? Because you need to make money. And you're already doing the dumbest shit every single month to pay your bills. I'm going to tell you something. I was selling my furniture. I was selling my clothes. I was selling my baby stuff. And I could have sat here and said, I don't have money to get started. I don't even have money to pay my bills. I was already doing dumb shit to survive life. And eventually, I was going to run out of furniture to sell. Eventually, I was going to run out of clothes to sell. Okay? You have no problem borrowing money from your parents, from your grandparents, from whoever, in order to do the dumbest things. Go to the movies because your life sucks so bad that you feel like you at least be able to pamper yourself because you feel sorry for yourself. So you go get your nails done, right? I was that person. I couldn't even put gas in my car. But if I got an extra tip, you best believe I put my ass in that tanning booth with that $5 because I was like, I feel sorry for myself. Like, I just deserve to sit and, you know, be naked and brown and tan for like 5 minutes because I felt like I deserved it. And that's the problem with today's society. We're so fucking entitled that we don't even realize you actually don't deserve anything. Like, if you're sitting at home and you're not work, like, you're not even putting, you're not, like, being a valuable person to the world, you don't deserve the government to give you money. Like, you're not trading anything off to get that. And I was that person too. Everybody thinks they're just entitled to stuff. And that's another reason why people have like an issue with what I do. Dude, baby, I am paid for my damn productivity. Hence, thus, therefore, why I have been successful. Because I have been damn productive. What I do is no different than a realtor, than a hairstylist, because I've been that before, from a car salesman. When you make commission, when you are paid on your productivity, the ones who look at that and go, ugh, are the ones who are going to be lazy and do nothing. You see, because for the people who are successful realtors, they're like, dude, I love this. I slay all day long. I'm selling houses left and right. I've got my flow. They've been told no. They've lost bids. They've lost houses. They've lost clients, but they kept going. They learned from their mistakes. It was all a part of millionaire school. All of the bad things that you've been through, that is the schooling to get you to mold you into the person that you have to be. You guys, I was never the perfect person, and I am not to this day. I am always growing and molding and changing and learning from my mistakes and growing with the times and changing my leadership and learning from, okay, so last year, you know, this time, this is what I went through. How can I fix that? How can I make different decisions this year, this week, today, this minute, this hour, so I don't make the same mistakes as last month? That's what successful people do. Stop selling yourself short. Stop thinking that you can't be successful. And I am not going to be afraid to push people, because I'm going to tell you something. The people who are meant to be successful, and again, that's a choice. Success does not discriminate. The people who are meant to be successful are the ones that, number one, decide that they're just going to do it, and the stars start aligning. They start just walking forward. They say, I'm going to move. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm going to put my house up for sale, and I'll figure it out as I go. They figure it out as they go. They're not afraid of the unknown, because it's not going to kill you. I know that God's walking with me every single day. I was at Disney and my daughter fell down the stairs, and I can't tell you how many times in my camper, and I can't tell you how many times I took her little hand, and I was holding her, and she was like tiptoeing down the stairs, and she almost fell a couple times, and I was holding her hand, guiding her down, and finally she fell down the stairs, and I picked her up and wiped her tears, and guess what? She kept going up and down the stairs, and I realized that's how God is to me, that I'm gonna fall. Like, he doesn't promise me I'm not gonna fall. I'm not promised that I'm not gonna make mistakes, and again, this is why I wish that people would grow up knowing who God is, because I think that there would be such less depressed people. You would realize you're not alone, and that someone does care for you, and that if all you do is pray, so many doors will open up for you. But if you're so closed off, you're not even willing to accept that there's a greater life out there for you. And being introduced to that is going to come in so many different shapes and forms to people. For me, that came in The Secret. For me, that came in The Law of Attraction. I couldn't wrap my head around some superior life force out there in the world that was going to use, like, you know, their Star Wars powers on me, but I could think, gosh, well, if I just become positive, positive things will come to me. I could wrap my brain around that, okay? Stop watching me and go freaking figure it out. If you don't even have $100 sitting in your bank account because you're so freaking broke, don't you think if I can make an average income of $36,000 every single month that you can make $200? And you cannot sit here and tell me that would not be worth it to you, because I'm going to tell you something. That's why I started. I started for $200. I started for a little bit because I did not believe that I could have a lot of it. But again, you are paid for your productivity. I think everybody's goal in life, again, we think we want to be a normal person. This is the normal goal. Everybody's goal in life is to go to college, get a degree, and they think my goal is to get a job where I can get paid the most for doing the least. And guys, that's just not how life works. That's not how life works, ever. And it sure as hell doesn't work when you have an opportunity to soar. This is the grand slam. What I do is the dream. okay? Working, climbing the ladder, hopping jobs so you can get a little bit, $1,000 pay raise every year, that is not the dream. The dream is having a job where you are paid for your productivity to where you can give yourself a raise every single month because it's paid for what you do. And for the people who are like, oh, it's a pyramid scheme, you know, oh, so-and-so's, you know, you're just bumping up the person above you or whatever. Dude, like, you're so fucking dumb. You're so dumb. What the hell do you think you do at your job? Don't you think your manager fucking makes more money than you? Like, get out of that. Your stupid pig-headed small-mindedness. Like, that kind of shit happens every day. Don't you think when there's a manager at freaking Starbucks and he's directing everybody and telling them what to do, that he's making more money because his job entails more responsibility? Newsflash. That's freaking normal, number one. Number two, biggest newsflash is that you can act like, number one, your sales, like if you join my team, your sales are not going to just skyrocket me to the sky. I'm not just freaking, you know, just bagging it up off of what my damn team does. I spend time with them. Like, I am paid because I spend a shit ton of time helping these girls make $5,000 a month. Like, that's why I'm paid accordingly. I help a lot of people make a lot of money. And so I get to bonus off of what's happening, but like me making money isn't taking away from their paychecks. It's not like they make $200 and then I take my portion of that. I'm not a freaking pimp, okay? I'm not like prostituting people out there. That's called prostitution. When you go freaking make people do things with other people and then I say, well, you give me all the money and then I'll give you your cut. Welcome to the damn real world. Like, my God. Don't be so stupid, okay? Your boss makes more money than you. Get, like, God, don't be dumb. All of these millennials think because they hear their parents, you know, in 1971 talk about pyramid schemes. Do you even know what a fucking pyramid scheme is? Way back in 1970, some smart ass thought, shit, I'm like lazy and I want to make money. So he's like, I'm going to be smart. He was probably some super smart ass guy. And he went and put an ad in the paper. And he was like, I'm looking for people who want to make a lot of money. All you have to do is send $5 to this address. And I will send you instructions on how to make thousands of dollars a month from home. Okay? So then a ton of people started sending him $5 bills. And he would send them a letter that said, go post this in your local newspaper and ask people to send you a shit ton of money. That's a fucking pyramid scheme. Get with it. You dummy. If you don't tell your realtor that what they do is a pyramid scheme because, you know, they're making their freaking, their realtor office a lot of money, you're like, you're out of your mind. God. I cannot take another pig-headed freaking husband telling some woman that she can't get a job because, you know, or work this business because he works his butt off being some man. Like, guys, I'm sorry. It's just 99% of the men cannot wrap their brains around this because they are like, they were created to be this, you know, they know hard work. This is the compliment. You know what I mean? Like, the compliment is that they're hard workers and they just think like, no, like my goal as a man is to go get a union job, work construction, you know, make $40 an hour, get some union pay. Like, whatever, like, that's what a man thinks. They think hard labor, but damn, man, if a man would work as hard as they do in regular life and implement it into, like, a business like this, they'd make a lot more money. I'm just saying. Guys, don't be small-minded. Don't do ordinary people things. Stop thinking like ordinary people. If you have everyday problems, if you look at me and you say, no, Jade, everybody's broke. Most people I know are on food stamps. I mean, listen, if you're okay with that, that's you. Because anybody can do this business, but not everybody's going to do it. But if you've been told to shut up in your life, and if you've been told that you are nothing, and you've been through hell and back again, and you know what bad can look like, you know, I'm going to tell you something really funny. I'm in this group, okay, full of a whole bunch of, quote, successful women. They're like, you know, most of them are millennials. They're very, you know, into social media, all of these things. And there was this girl who said, listen, I'm a mother. I'm a new mother. And I need a way, and there's thousands of people in there. And I need a way to, like, you guys make really good money from home, okay? I need to be able to do this. Like, what are some of the things that you guys do? And I'm not willing to hear about network marketing. And I'm thinking, you are such a fake. Like, you are so pigheaded and small-minded that you wouldn't even be willing to hear about how you, like, can sit on your phone with your baby at your feet, playing on the floor and eating Cheerios. Like, you're not, she's like, she felt very cool. I'm like, you're not cool. To me, you're an idiot. That, like, you're asking, how can I be, like, extremely successful? Like, I know there's some of you guys that make a shit ton of money from home, like, doing really creative, cool things, but this is the one thing I'm not willing to hear about. Maybe you need to stop listening to your grandma. Okay, because it was my grandma that told me that people don't, you know, that once the pyramid starts tumbling down, you know, that kind of stupid crap. People talking about stuff that they don't even know about. But it was so funny to see this successful group of women, and then they all started talking shit about network marketing. And I'm like, you guys are so dumb. Like, with your work ethic and what you know, you could slay this and make a shit ton of money. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. So many amazing, capable people, you know, listen to other people and they're just, I don't know. But anyways, I'm just saying. So I challenge you, you know, if everybody's getting their taxes back by this month, I challenge you. If you have been through the dark days and you know that you're a badass deep down inside, you know that you're just meant to be something, I challenge you to let you see what this business can do for you. You know, being a rep for this, being a leader for this isn't my only, like, label. I'm a badass mom. I'm a wife. I'm a Disney lover. I love to travel. I love people. I love talking to my friends. I love so much. It's opened so many doors. I mean, I don't know. There's someone on here that hasn't joined my team yet, and you're watching me, and you have, like, you feel it in your chest pulling you out for you to do this, but you are so fucking scared. I don't know what you're scared of. Dude, you can't pay your bills. You get in your car and you rub your dashboard every day hoping that your damn car starts, right? That's you. You have to move every year and try to find an apartment that's cheaper so you can survive to live. You're taking haircuts in your bathroom. Okay? You are scared. You can barely eat. Your skin's breaking out. You're so unhealthy. Your hair's falling out. That's what you need to be more afraid of. That this is going to be your everyday life. And unfortunately, so many people live this life. Most people live this life. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a way to get out of it. And I'm inviting you. I have this opportunity. I have this opportunity for you, and it's on a platter. It's like, here you go. Every day when you pray for an opportunity, I already told you, God has promised you so many amazing things. This could be that thing for you. And maybe it'll just be a chapter in your book. But, like, damn. If I told you, you know, there's this woman on my team, and she doesn't even know that I know who she is, I don't think. But her husband is terminal with a disease. And she's a nurse, and she's got kids, and she just, I mean, her husband only was given a few years left to live. And she wants this business to work so bad, but she's a nurse, you guys, and she goes to work and she comes home. And I know she just thinks of the guilt and all of these things, working this business and taking time away from her family. But for myself and her leader, our vision for her is that if she busts her ass over the next 3-4 months, that she could make a $5,000 income, quit her job, and spend the last of her days with her husband and her children every single day. That she gets to have her husband by her side, hold his hand, and work this business. Because you can. That's my vision for her. That's her leader's vision for her. What a blessing to be able to be with your family and their last days or your last days or whatever is going on. I mean, there's just so much to it. There's just so much to it. You're going to slave your life away. Listen, if you are where I am at or where I was, when I was talking about taking haircuts from your bathroom and rubbing your dashboard,
to start your car. That was me. I've lived that for years. My mom had this old Honda Civic. Maybe the first one was a Honda Accord, and it had 302,000 miles on it. It didn't have air conditioning, and it didn't have heat. We kept a comforter in the back seat to cover ourselves up to keep us warm when it was negative 30 here in crappy Illinois. I've been there, you guys. And I was so afraid that I was going to be next because my life was just turning into what it was for her. And it wasn't her fault. It was just because that's what's normal. The struggle's normal. Look at Oklahoma. Tens of thousands of teachers who are getting paid $1,200 a month, but they love what they do. They love helping kids. They love changing the world. And they're mowing lawns and waitressing just to be able to survive. You guys, get with the program. Could you imagine one of those teachers starting this business and it was okay that they were only making $1,000 a month from their job because they were able to go home and be with their family and work this business and make so much money. They could even give back to their school. They could buy computers for their class because they made extra money. There's just so many more options out there. But listen, ordinary people, you can't make ordinary people decisions. You have to make out of the box decisions. You have to think outside the box. You have to be a puzzle solver. You have to be innovative. You have to be creative. And I give you permission to do that. I give you permission to be that. I give you permission to be creative and think different. I will never look at you and make fun of you for being different. I will never look at you and make fun of you for being louder. I remember thinking differently and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm really good at this. And then I would hold back because I was being made fun of for being good at something. I will never forget when I was a kid and I thought I was so ugly and I thought the curves on my body were wrong. And I remember I would stand there and I was just wearing some jeans and a t-shirt, and some girl came up to me and she goes, "You think you're all that, don't you?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "I see how you stand there and you just think you're just so cool because you're so confident." And I didn't even realize that I was pretty. I had like a nice body, and I was just living life. But there had to be someone who didn't have what I had, and they had to cut me down and keep me in line. I'm gonna newsflash you right now. Your friends who want to give you a newsflash, like those people in your life who are like, "Newsflash, I'm gonna keep you in check. I'm gonna keep you grounded. I'm gonna bring my girl back down to earth, just so you know." And these are the people who, when you start this business, they're gonna tell you that this isn't gonna amount to anybody. Anybody who tries to bring you back down to earth is not your friend. I don't care if it's your husband, your best friend, your parents. They don't care about you. Anybody who brings you down to earth is not doing you a favor. They are holding you back. I'm sorry. As you get more and more successful in life, your circle is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller, because eventually even the people who have supported you from day one are not going to be able to handle and wrap their brain around the amazing things that you're doing. And it can get a little lonely, but I want to tell you, especially in this business, there's so many people that are successful that you'll be okay, and you won't need those people to accept you. You need them to respect you and be nice to you, but you don't need them to accept and understand. I want you to know that anybody who tries to reality check you and let you know that, you know, like, you need to slow your roll, girl, like, that doesn't, they don't care about you. You want people in your life that are going to be like, "My friend Jade, she's obnoxious as fuck and I love her. You go, you be you." Anybody who tries to change you is not your friend. They're not helping you. Okay? Surround yourself by people who want you to soar, who want you to be as loud as you can, who accept you for who you are. And it might take years. It has taken me almost 30 years to find people in my life who wholeheartedly love me and accept me for who Jade is. 30 years. But I've got a good 70 to be friends with them. And I love it. And I'm so thankful that I have these people. And they're not like me. They're not loud and obnoxious too. They're very different. Find the people who want you to be you, who give you a platform to be you, who are excited to introduce you to the world, and who who say go. Girl, you're thinking crazy. Think crazier. Go, girl. Like, you want to make $1,000? Dude, bitch, go. Yes, bitch. Like, that's the kind of friends that you want in your life. Not the girl, let me keep you in check. Like, you're like, why are you acting like you're doing me favors? You're not doing me any favors. Honey, I don't know why you're acting like you're my friend and why you care about me. You're trying to hold me back. Those people who, when you say, I think I'm gonna join It Works. I don't know why you're excited about this. You know nothing's gonna happen. Mm-mm. It's very, very interesting how your life changes when all of a sudden the most five people that you spend your time with believe in you. I'm just saying. And you know what's even sadder? Is that when people who don't even know you believe in you more than the people who do. And that's the time when you're like, obviously there's something wrong with me. This girl doesn't know who I am, but the people who do know who I am, they don't think I'm capable. No, honey, they don't think they are capable. And they're putting that on you. They're putting that on you. My tribe is amazing. My friends are amazing. I've had just as many people in my life tell me to shut up as I have 100,000 more people telling me, no, keep talking. That's the kind of people that you need in your life. And you have that in you. Every single one of you has that in you. It's already in you. Your body's like the Barney bag. You got to just dig in and see what you can make today. See what we can make today. You know what I mean? You need to dig in and find. And listen, some people are just not meant to dig in. That's fine. Like, but even the most brokenest people, the most broken people, the most hurt people, those people are like extra amazing. I'm just going to tell you, if you are like extra broken and you've been through extra hell, I'm going to tell you something, like, those are the people that do extra well because they have extra purpose and extra shit in their Barney bag. I don't even know how to describe it. So I gotta tell you, I mean, if you're ready to like do something big, like I'm ready to be your sister in that and I'm ready to guide you, but I'm gonna tell you something too. I'm gonna be a reality check. I'm gonna push you. I'm going to push you and you're gonna freaking hate me, but that's because my job isn't to tell you what you wanna hear. It's to tell you what you need to hear. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I don't really give a shit because I wanna know that at the end of today, if you quit, it wasn't because I didn't tell you what you needed to know. That I tried to get you to that higher level. And if you decided not to get there, I beg for people in my life that will say, Jade, you need to stop focusing on this because this is where you're going. You're going higher. Stop worrying about all this junk. You're going higher. That's the kind of people that I want in my life. So, all right, guys, that's all I gotta have. I'll talk to you later.